Okay, so to go forward into the next sugya in Pei Vav, to go forward to the next sugya in Pei Vav, we actually have to go back to do another sugya. So we're going to be starting the sugya of Mani Mas Nisan. We did that sugya. I'm sorry. We're going to start the sugya of Mantana. But to do the sugya of Mantana, which is next, we have to go back to Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph to do a little bit of another Gemara so that we can understand the sugya of Mantana. So, Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, we'll start from Va'amar Rabbah, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Va'amar Rabbah. Nafal Mirosh Hagag V'niska Be'isha Chayev B'dal Devarim. It would be Yevimto Lokana. So, a person goes up onto a roof, and he falls off of the roof, and this is a case where he falls off of the roof in a Ruach Mitzuya. So in this case, he falls off the roof, and he finds himself impaled in a female. Okay? So he finds himself in a situation of bia which he did not design. He had no intention of. So the lacha, and it happens to be that the person that he fell in was someone that, you know, that he had a, that would potentially that would be his Yevimto, so he could do Yibum to her. So really, if he had Bia with Kavana, then obviously they would be betrothed. So the point is, over here, the Gemara says that because he fell off the roof and he didn't have Kavana, so he's not Kona the Isha with this Bia. Midiraisa, which is what you would do to be Kona by Yibum. So the Gemara says, but your chayev in nezek, tsar, refoy, your chayev in the usual parts of nezek on this woman that you fell on, but boshes lo. So you're not chayev in boshes. Okay, so what's the case again? So the case is, you're sitting on top of a roof, and you fall with a ruach mitsuya, and you fall on top of a woman and your niska ba'isha, so you have bia that you weren't niskaving for, so your chayev.
You fell on top of her, you had bia.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a very hypothetical case.
Yeah.
Niska ba'isha.
What's ruach mitzuya?
Ruach mitzuya is like a wind that would be like a wind that you could expect.
Normal circumstances.
Rashi will explain a little bit. Okay. So niska ba'isha, so you fall into the situation of bia, and you also injured this woman at the same time. So you have to pay her for tsar, for refoy, for sheves. You're not kona her, but you don't have to pay her for boshes. Why not? Ditnan, eino chayav ala boshes, ad shei miskevan. We'll look at that. That's actually a Mishnah. We'll look at that in a second. So Rashi says, "V'niska ba'isha chayev b'dal dvarim." Rashi says, "V'kigon shenafel baruch mitzuya, dehavi lekarav lemezid," because you fell off the roof in a wind that you could have expected. There's a ruach mitzuya, so you sort of knew that your situation was precarious. So when you went up there, you considered karav lemezid for even putting yourself in a situation where you could fall onto somebody. So in falling on to the person, forget the Kenyan part of the Yibum part, at least in putting yourself in that situation and falling, Rashi is saying you're Karav Lemezid for the Chavala for falling on the woman. Karav Lemezid because you're a Poshea. And it turns out, so by Chavala, we hold that besides Nezek, for Nezek, you're Chayev V'filu Ba'onis. If you're mazik someone with a chavala, even if it's, as long as it's not an honest gomar, you're chayev. But for tsar and for sheves and for refoy, you need to be mazid or karav lemazid. So the Gemara is saying this is a case of karav lemazid because you put yourself in this situation by going up on a roof and a ruach mitsuya was able to blow you down. You obviously weren't shomer yourself so well. So that's karav lemazid. So then you're chayev and dal devarim. But boshes, you're not chayev. So why? Because the Gemara says here, because the Mishnah says you're not chayev until you're miskeva. Now, the Mishnah that the Gemara is referencing is a Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis, which says openly, Nafal min agag v'hizik ubiyesh chayev al nezik upatr al aboshes ad she miskeva. There you go. So the Mishnah says openly that boshes requires kavana. Quotes this exact case. Yeah.
So if this happened to be a guy that you fell on,
it's going to be next.
Okay.
So why is this an isha? We'll talk about that.
It could be. I could understand the evil, cases.
Yeah.
It could be external factors.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get. I think it'll become a little bit more clear what the Gemara is trying to do. But at this point. He's asking, why isn't this just a straight case of you fell on a guy and you chayav dal dvarim and you need kavana? Why do they have this isha
Don't
case?
Say it for
evil? Huh?
Don't say this for evil?
Yeah, but what he's saying is that if you know you need kavana, this doesn't really teach you anything.
Right?
Something because you know that you need kavana, so of course you're not chayav, of course you weren't kona the isha. There's no kavana.
What about if it was like a woman who, forget Yibam, like one of the Isur Abia, that you're not allowed to have?
That's probably beyond my... You mean, does that require kavana? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
To be over the Isser?
Yeah.
So there, exactly, you're asking, would it be mazid or would this be kavana? Because this is called karv lemazid.
Yeah.
So the karv lemazid here thing is not the same as mazid. It's karv lemazid b'toris nizke mamon, which has to do with shmira and being a bad shomer of your guf. That's not the same as being mazid for an Isser.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would imagine is that would be called shogeg, is what I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Not karv lemezid legabe bia. You're karv lemezid legabe nezek, because your shit, you have to be shomer your guf from falling onto people, which is possible. Falling into people, somewhat less likely.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so far so good? All right.
Sure.
So you require kavana by boshes, but you don't require kavana apparently by any of the other... of the Arba Devarim.
What's unique about Boshe?
Good question. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Va'amar Rabba, Nafal Mirosh Hagag Baruch She'enu Mitsuya, if you fall off the top of the roof in some sort of a hurricane gust gale. No, it's not that quite, but at least a ruach she'enu mitsuya, a stronger wind that you couldn't have anticipated. V'hizik u'biyesh, chayav al nezik u'potr badal devarim. So in that case, you're chayav just for nezik, because you're kind of onus in that case, because you didn't know the ruach mitsuya was going to come. So for sure, so you're chayav just in nezek, in the physical damage that you do to the person, you break their arm, you're chayav for their loss in function, let's say. But you're not chayav in sheves, or in sar, or in boshes, or in refoy. Upotter, right? Baruch mitsuya v'hizik, so this is a separate member of Rava, so now he's going to recapitulate this. Baruch mitsuya v'hizik, but what if it's a ruach mitsuya, just like we said before, ubiyesh? Chayav bedal dvarim upotter ala boshes. Okay, we know that already. But, v'im nes hapech, chayav af ala boshes. But if, on your way down, you turn, and you flip in the air, and then you fall on the person, so now you're chayav boshes.
What's unique about flipping in the air?
Like, all right, we'll get to that. Okay, we should do it. We'll be vimta lokana. We should do that first.
Meaning you do an actual flip yourself?
Well, like, it's not really flip. You turn. You sort of...
You actively say, I'm going to try and turn myself? Or,
yeah.
Or like you're falling.
No, you try.
Uh-huh.
You try.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I'm headed for that.
Crap.
Okay. I'm not going to ground. I'm going for that.
That's right. I'm going, right.
We'll see how this works. But let's just do Vimta Lokana. The previous Rashi should have done it. So what does it mean? What over there, Vimta Lokana, we know this. Afal pi sheshninu haval al yavimto ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid kana hani mili hechishinus gavein labia. Hani mili hechishinus gavein labia labias isha acheras. So what is it? So in a general case, if you have bia with the wrong woman, that's still considered kavana for yibum. If you end up having bia with the person that you would do the yibum to, aval zeh lo niskavin l'shum bia. But over here, you didn't have kavana at all. So Rashi is saying, even though you don't have to have kavana for any specific isha, you have to have kavana for bia. Hilkach lo kana v'im chazar va'osa echad min ha'achem ba mamer posel alav. And so if a brother comes now and does kedushin to this woman with kesef, that then she's usher to the guy that fell on her, even though they technically had bia because he wasn't niskaving. Okay, so it shows you that you require a kavana for bia, but all you have to have is a kavana for bia for that to work. Here there was no kavana. How can you say there's no kavana? The Gemara says it.
No, but don't we say that without like a rape or whatever, a man can't rape?
I don't know. So that, I don't know the answer to. You mean, how is it possible to perform this action without kavana? I don't know. And it's, let's, I have no idea, actually. Huh?
You have to have kavana, otherwise you wouldn't.
Well, you don't have to have kavana, but I'll take this off. So back to the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, so now we know, so if he just falls on the person and he's chovel, you're chayev be'arba devarim, but you're not chayev on and you're not chayev for boshes, if it's a ruach mitsuya. But if you flip around, you're chayev af ala boshes. So why you chayev, what does it mean when it's hapa chayev af ala boshes? So the Gemara says, D'tanya mimashma shenema v'shalcha yada eini yodea shachzika matam lomar v'achzika lomar lach kevin sheneskaven l'hazik afal pi sheneskaven l'vayish. So the Braisa says it's mashma from what the pasuk says where it says v'shalcha yada, don't I know shachzika, that in that case the pasuk says v'shalcha yada. So in that case that's the case where the woman is coming to protect her husband. And it says, v'shalcha yada. So she comes and she does something to intervene. So then the Gemara, the pasuk says two things. It says, v'shalcha yada. And then it also says, v'achzika b'mvushav. So it says that she did this intervention. And she also, when she grabbed the guy or she hit the guy, don't I also know in that case that, hold on one, okay, sorry. So the pasuk says v'shalcha yada. So it seems to be redundant. She grabs him, she like reaches out and intervenes. And it also says, then it says v'achzika b'mvushav. So what is the double lashon? So don't I know that if she grabs him, don't I know that I'm trying to remember what the specific achzika was. Yeah, because the whole point is that she's grabbing him. She's reaching out to stop this thing. V'shalcha yada. So she's grabbing him. So why does it also have to say v'achzika? It says both. V'shalcha yada. It already tells you that. So why is the double lashon there? What is it for? It's lomalach kaven shenaskavin lahazik afal pishalon eskavin levayish. It teaches you that you don't, when we say that you need kavana, you don't necessarily have to have kavana for the busha, as long as you have kavana for the chavala. Okay? So the double lashon, there's a limit from the double lashon. The limit from the double lashon is that even if you, so it's true you have to have kavana for boshas. But that just means you have to specifically have kavana for the chavala, that counts for kavana for boshas. It doesn't mean that you have to have specifically kavana, I'm going to embarrass this guy. Kavana that I'm going to hit him in the face is enough. Because the pasuk says v'shalcha yada, and then it says v'achzika b'mvushav. So you would have known by v'shalcha yada that she was grabbing him. You don't need v'achzika. Okay.
So that's a case where the kavala have to also be a mavayish case, right?
That case is where they learn busha from. V'achzika b'mvushav.
You learn from that case, because that case, you can't really draw, in other words, that case has embarrassment as part of the act.
Yes.
So why would you necessarily assume that there's, I mean, I know we're off.
No, you're exactly right. It's a good observation. That is the whole form of the pasuk. Because we already have a pasuk by Nezek. We have a pasuk for Tzah, we have a pasuk for Bosh, we have a pasuk for Refoy, Sheves, Nezek. Here you have a pasuk that seems to completely abstract Boshes. Right?
Why you would think you would apply that to non...
Fair.
Okay.
So at this point, so everything seems sort of reasonable, kind of. One question here is, what is the kavana doing? But so far, okay, you have to have kavana for boshas. Why? That's a good question. V'achzika b'mvushav, you have to, that teaches you that even if you don't have kavana for boshes specifically, just the kavana to be mazik. Right? But if you look at Rashi, it gets a little weird. I think I'm reading the pasuk wrong too. I don't think it's Vachzika. I can't even say it. Anyone have eyes that can read something that small? Vachzika?
Yeah.
All right. Vachzika. All right. So if you look at Rashi though, Rashi says Vim this hefech. He says La'acher shehischil linful diniskavin linful al ha'adam la'anaso. He says that what does it mean that you're in his hefech? He says it means La'acher shehischil linful after you already started to fall diniskavin linful al ha'adam la'anaso. You decided to, you were niskavin to fall on the person for hana. Right, so that.
So kind of takedown,
like what,
huh?
Like takedown? Right, like you're like a
no. You were trying to protect. You were trying to cushion your fall.
That's not. Is that hana?
Well, lahanaso meaning to be matzel yourself. You were trying to be matzel yourself.
So you're
yourself.
Like, let's go for the squishy thing on the floor as opposed to right. Opposed to the concrete.
Yeah. Okay. So Rashi is saying. So what Rashi is saying is that the kavana here is not kavana to even be mazik. Rashi is saying that the kavana here is kavana to be matzel yourself, lahanaso, right? And if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel,
you just read the Rashi one more time.
Yeah, Rashi says chayev afal aboshes. Oh, that's the next one. Okay, ve'im nes hefech la'acher shehischil linfal. After you've started to fall, you turn. The niskavein linfal al adam lahanaso, that you tried to fall on this person for your own hana. To break your fall. Chayev afal boshas. Afal pi shalom niskavein l'shem boshas. Even though you weren't niskavein l'shem boshas, you were niskavein l'shem hatzala.
Why is that hamia?
Huh?
Why is that hamia? You never niskavein to boshas when you hurt someone.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, that, I agree with you that you're not, but Rashi's pointing out here that it's farther than that, because you're not even niskavein for chavala. You're niskavein to be matzah yourself.
That I get. Because that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, because there are 2 points here.
You're not intending to chavala. You don't really want to hurt the person. It's just it's you.
Yeah, you mean betoris chavala. You never trying to embarrass the person intentionally at all. Okay, that's a good point. But there are lots that I agree with you.
Can you do boshes without chavala?
That's sort of what's under. I think within under the sugya is tugging that question. Starting to you feel that right? You feel that the pasuk is talking about boshes kind of without chavala. The Gemara is kind of there's something here with that. I agree. We'll try to flesh that out.
No, let's say pull his pants down first. Yeah.
Yep.
There's
what your question is? What? What is the touch lumen? Is
this high boshes for that? If there's no injury,
it's a legitimate question.
By word, you embarrass a guy.
Yeah. Well, but Dvarim is different because there it's a question. There's no Misa, so
right.
There that you could get out of that. The other thing, but boshes shelo b'makom nezek, we know you're chayef. So boshes shelo b'makom nezek, the Gemara says, the case is like you spit in a person's face. Mm-hmm. But there you could actually kind of conceptualize that as a little bit of a chavala because there is some sort of a physical assault. Your case, you might be able to think that way too. If you could think of a case where you don't lay hands on somebody, but you're mevayish them, that may be a better test case for that. I'm not sure what that would be. But let's
not... Words?
Well, with words is tough because there's no Misa. So, could you do a Misa without laying hands on someone that's Mavayish them? I don't know. But let's leave it. Let's not try to answer it now. The question's a legit question. Okay. So, alright. So far, Rashi seems to say that the Gemara in talking about Neshepach is talking about a case where you are trying to be Matzah yourself. The Kavana was Lahanaso. But, that has nothing to do then with the pasuk, with what the pasuk is trying to teach you, because the pasuk is trying to teach you where a case where you have kavana for chavala but not for boshas. That is the pasuk v'achazika. V'achazika is teaching you kavana for chavala without boshas. But Rashi is saying the case is not even that; it's a case of being matzli yourself. So it just so happens that's true too. In other words, we have a limud that teaches you that you don't need specific kavana for boshes as long as you have kavana for chavala. But by the way, if you are in nishepach and you have kavana for hana, that also works. So that's already we're dealing with some some wonky information, right? It's a little strange. Because you would say, if you want to say that you need kavana for boshes, but there is a limud that kavana for chavala works, okay, fine. But then what about the hanut kavana to be matzal yourself? How does that fit in? That's not kavana for chavala or for boshes. So how do I know that that's fine? There's no limud for that, right? Okay. So if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, I'm having a hard time seeing Rabbeinu Hananel.
I would say that if you have psychological issues, if you get enough from punching people in the face, that would be considered la anasa, right?
I don't know.
That would just be.
That's not what Rashi's talking about here.
No, I'm just trying to figure a case where.
Rashi's talking about where there's actually a material advantage to falling on the guy, in the sense that you're actually physically protecting yourself. He's talking about hana, not in the pleasure sense as much as in the protecting you from nezek sense. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, which I'm not going to be able to see because it's too small.
Should get a larger
gemara. No, that's not the problem. I wear the contacts, and I have glasses. It's the I'm
take
getting
a picture
too
and
old
zoom in.
For this. It's really
disappointing.
You know, it's the contact lenses because I'm nearsighted. If I don't have glasses, I'm fine. But see, if I hold it away, I'm better too. All right. So the Rabbeinu Hananel that I want to read is.
Here I have it. It's.
Hold on. Let me just decide. V'im neshepech v'hizik ubiyesh. Kevan de behifucho niskavin lahazik kaimalon kevan jeniskavin lahazik afalpishin niskavin levayish chayef. I did pretty good with that. That was with holding it far away. That was like a perfect distance. So Rabbeinu Hananel is saying.
Can you read it again?
No. Really? Do you want me to? Let me see. He says, because you switched in the air and you had kavana to be mazik, we hold that that is kavana to be mavayish, just like the limud in the Gemara. So he holds the neshefach case is exactly what you would think it is. It's the brisa. It's mimashma because the pasuk says v'shalchiyada. So I v'shalchizika is redundant. So you know what I mean? So he holds that it's exactly what it's teaching you, that when you fell on the guy, you had kavana to be mazik the guy. And that's why you did the neshepach. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but maybe that was your enemy. So you did that. So that counts for boshes. Rashi holds, no, this is specifically for hana. Okay, so the next stop in terms of the sugya is the Nemuk Yosef.
The classic.
So the Nemuk Yosef says the following. This is in the Nemuk Yosef, and there's no riff here. So it's just the Nemuk Yosef just riffing on the Gemara itself. Okay, Nishapech in the Nemuk Yosef, all the way down, almost to the bottom. Nishapech. Okay, so he says, Kisha Nafal Machmas Haruach Nishapech La'acher Sheskel Lifal. So the Nemuk Yosef says, what is going on here? He says that because you know, in this case, you didn't really have kavana to be mazik him. Not like the Rabbeinu Hananel is saying. You had kavana lahanaso. You were going to fall on him. You were trying to save yourself. But you did know that by falling on him, he was going to be damaged. Okay? And since you know that, so it's psik resha that you have kavana to be mazik him. And since kavana to be mazik is considered kavana for boshes from Vashalcha Yada, therefore, this is kavana for boshes.
This is like a distinction that doesn't matter.
Well, he's saying, say that again.
It's a distinction with, there's like, I don't know what the phrase is, but there's a distinction.
A difference, a distinction without a difference?
Or something like that.
Well, no, because he's saying this hapech is, he's saying the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's not true that this guy The truth is, this guy had kavana for hana, like Rashi says. In other words, this guy was nishapech in the air. Why did he do that? Someone wouldn't do that just to go and injure someone by chance. That's possible, but less likely. So you sort of have to read the Gemara that it was for hana. He was trying to be matzal himself. But then how do you get from that that you're chayev for kavana and boshas? So what he says is, because you know that the guy is going to be injured, that's considered a psik resha. You know he's going to be injured. So any kavana that you have is psik resha, at least to chavala, for nezek, right? And once you have that, that counts for boshas, because the pasuk tells you v'shalcha. So now we have the Namuki Yosef, who holds that the case is lahanaso, but hana doesn't matter. What matters is the psik resha of, you know the guy is going to be damaged, and so that you're chayev on... You're chayev on the nezek, and then on the chavala, and then that counts for boshas. And then you have Rashi, who holds that the pasuk v'shalcha doesn't really teach you about this case. The case is really lahanaso.
We don't know. Rashi could hold like the why can't Rashi hold like the mufiyos? How do we know that he doesn't?
Aaron, can you get me a shulchan aruch? I expected that someone would ask that question. And the question is, could I prove that Rashi and the Nimuki Yosef are disagreeing? Huh?
I don't know if all of them have the grub.
No. Just get me
Tuf
Aleph.
Okay.
In Choshen Mishpat. Tuf Chaf Aleph. So the question is, do we know that there is a... You're asking, does Rashi dafka mean lahanaso?
No. I'm saying that the Nimuki Yosef holds lahanaso also. He's just saying implicit in this is that although he's doing it for his own benefit, you can't extract the fact that he also knows simultaneously that he's going to cause a nezek.
Yeah, and I'm saying that that's not. I'm positing that the Nimuki Yosef holds that the mechanism in operation here is a psik resha that has nothing to do with hana. It has to do with, you know that this guy is going to be hurt. That's a psik resha. Rashi didn't care about that. Once lahanaso, you're done, because Rashi holds lahanaso is the mechanism. Yes. According to who? According to the Gemara. The Gemara says that you have to have kavana to be injured the guy if you're going to use the mechanism of... of v'shalcha yada. If you're going to use the limud from the pasuk, you have to have kavana to be chovel the guy, because the pasuk says v'shalcha yada, like she tried to hit him b'chzikaba.
So if we're going on this drush, we need kavana.
Yeah, you need kavana at least to be chovel.
So what's the question?
So, but Rashi holds there's another way to be chayev, even if without the drush.
I got you the worst possible
hana. Hana, according to me, is independent. Oh god.
I got you the worst possible drush.
Or at least shut that door. So,
Hanar okay, is not from the drush, and where's he getting from?
Where is he getting from? Indeed.
Indeed.
Okay. So then, so if you look in Tuf Chaf Aleph, I think it's Halacha Aleph.
Understanding no pain, no gain. His gain is this guy's pain.
I'm not sure. I got to try.
Sorry, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, now this is where it goes. Okay, so the mechaber says, "Mavayish chaveru shaloba kavana v'chovu chaveru shaloba kavana." This is, I'm sorry, halacha alf. Eino chayv ala boshes ad shiyiskaven levaisho. Mavayish es chaveru shaloba kavana poter. Now, if you look at the Rama says the following, which is very strange and interesting. He says, "V'chein misha kobel al chaveru shemasro al ganav." Lo ukiyotze b'zeh afal pi she lo yachol levar alav mikol makom poter dar lo kaven levaisho. So he says that if you go and announce that some guy was moser you or stole from you and you don't have evidence for it, you go to shul and you just like denounce somebody. So he says, the Rama says, you're not chayev for boshes. Why? Because you weren't mechavein. You didn't intend to embarrass him. What did you intend? So if you look at the, if you look at the sma, hold on. Let's stick one problem at a time. It's a fair question. If you look at the sma, What he says is, although it's not bolded and so very difficult to find, he says, I'll do it, Aaron, I'm going to do it.
No, I believe you.
He says, the Hare lo kaven levaisho, ella ligvos mimeno haziku. He doesn't want to embarrass him, he just wants to get his money back. So he denounces him publicly with the hopes that he'll get his money back, right? So if you look at the Gra, which I found, this Gra, it's very interesting. The Gra says the following. Now this is really getting to be really fine print. He says, Delo Karashi Sham. He says, it's not like this Rama is not like Rashi. This Rama is not like Rashi. Why? Because Rashi says, Divrei Machlovin Mishefach Shekosev Lahanaso. Because over there, Rashi holds, you're chayev if you do it for your own hana. Right? So the Gra holds, this is a great raya, by the way, I think. The Gra holds that over here, you were trying to do this, not to be Mavayashem, but for your own hana, because you were trying to get your money back. So according to Rashi, that would count, at least for Boshas. Now, why? Because it's just words. Okay, fine. Got it. But at least in terms of being machria, the issue of whether there's a real machlokas here, Rashi's not talking psik resha. Rashi's talking dafka hana works. Okay? Dafka hana works. Dude, it doesn't matter now. All right. So now you have a machlokas, and that is a good riot. And by the way, in case you doubt me, it turns out, if you look, and I did, after I found this, I found it legit myself, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Mincha Shlomo actually quotes this Gra also as a Raya that Rashi is Mechalek on the other dais and holds specifically Lahanaso works. So I am confident that Rashi holds Dafka Lahanaso and not Psik Resha, that you have a legit Machlokas. Alright. So then the question becomes, so let's line up the questions.
Is there
you have to say that Rashi doesn't hold by the Psik Resha deal. With the Namuki Yosef is holding, this is a legit Psik Resha to establish your Kavana as a Chovel. Rashi must hold that this isn't a Psik Resha to establish your Kavana as a Chovel. But you have Hanas, you don't need that. In other words, the Namuki Yosef is fitting this into one paradigm.
I agree with that.
Rashi would agree that no, he is not. He wouldn't need the Hanaso Dafka then. Rashi is out on more of a limb here. In other words,
no, he adds to it.
No, because you wouldn't need it. Because the Namuki Yosef is saying that the whole case of Nishapech, even though it's the Hanaso, is really a case of Psik Resha. Because the fact that you know that the guy's going to be injured means that you're Nisgaving for his injury because you know.
So wouldn't Rashi agree that even in the case without Hana, but there was Psik Resha that you chayev, you don't
not necessarily.
You don't know that.
There has to be a machlokas here. If Rashi held that way, then Rashi would agree.
No,
that
but
Yosef.
To be by Hana.
Well, you wouldn't need Hana. Rashi wouldn't need to go to Hana if you have Psik Resha. Why would he need Hana? It's easier. That's a bigger chiddush. Now, if you're going to say that you're going outside of Kavana for Boshas, Psik Resha establishes Boshas Kavana vis-a-vis Chavala through the pasuk of Vachzika b'mvushav, right? The kavana for chavala is good enough for boshes from the pasuk. All I need is to get over that bridge. I just need to establish my kavana for chavala, and then I'm good for boshes. The Mukiev says I can do that because you know that this guy is going to be injured. So that's considered kavana for chavala, and because you have that, Vachzika b'mvushav gets you there. Now, when you take a look at the Rabbi Akiva Eger, when he read the Namuki Yosef, which is very interesting, and I don't think that this is critical for the sugya, but it is interesting. The Rebbe Akiva Eger had a visceral reaction to the Namuki Yosef. I think this is visceral. He says, "This is an if you have the Chedusha Rebbe Akiva Eger, he says Kavod Namuki Yosef Lahasti Neni." He says, the Namuki Yosef, I mean, I don't want to say like the Underground Man, but, you know, the first line of that novel, but he's saying, the Namuki Yosef, like, this aggrieves me. He says, Shelo Samti Eine Bimkor Hadin Basugya Desof Perik De Baba Kama De Mefurish De Ba'inan Al Koponim Shiyodeya Shibavada Yuzikzeh mimenu, bezechai valaboshes. Lefiani is daiti lohayan near the farish, dihe tole din boshes, benezek davka. The Mimoshach, im nidon demikoch da havi psikresha ala nezek, miskavin lahazik mikre, im kain below ha nezek, name da havi le psikresha ala boshes chayev. After ain kavanosa lashem boshes. He says, the Rav Kivi Eger says, if you're going to say it's a psik resha because you know the guy's going to be mazik, why don't you just say it's a psik resha that you know the guy's going to be mevayish? In other words, he's saying, why does the Namuki Yosef need to do an interim? Why does he need to do a transition from you know the guy is going to be injured? That counts as a psik resha for kavana to injure. So from that, we use vashalcha to get to kavana to be mevayish. He says, you know the guy's going to be mevayish. If you know he's going to be injured, you know he's going to be mevayish. So psik resha from, you know he's going to be mevayish. Why do you need three steps? It's a pretty good question, right? He's saying, the Namuk Yosef is trying to work out the Gemara, because the Gemara says nes hapech, and then it uses v'shalcha bim v'shav to get you to the kavana. So the Namuk Yosef is trying to connect the dots. The Rebbe Kiv Eger has a pretty smart question, that if you're going to use psik resha, you could get there directly from just knowing that the guy is going to be mevayesh and falling on him.
And therefore
your chayef, that's kavana.
Right.
Huh?
And therefore, his explanation of the Gemara can't be right.
And therefore, it would be easier for to go like Rush. He doesn't say that, but...
But that's his conclusion, is the fact that there is an easier way to get there.
He doesn't,
No, it's just contrived.
Well, you have the Gemara with the steps. The Gemara has the steps, right?
Well, he says, this is the way the Rebbe Kiv Eger ends up reading the Gemara. Valzer amru niskavin lahazik rotzalomer the yodeya... Diodeya shibuyesh ze delagabe boshes daanu danan aleha korahu leboshes b'shem nezek afagav delaskavin l'shem boshes. He basically says that is what the Gemara means. He says that this is when it says that you have kavana to be mazik, that you have kavana to be chovel. What it means is, Niskavin Lahazik over here means that you know he's going to be Mavayish. You know that the guy's going to be embarrassed. That is the Psik Resha. Right?
He says,
Delegabe Boshes Da'anu Danan Aleha Karahu Leboshes B'Shem Nezek. It's Boshes B'Shem Nezek. V'afagav Niskavin L'Shem Boshes.
You're not necessarily creating, you're not doing it L'Shem Boshes. We already learned that if you do it L'Shem Nezek,
yeah, Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is that according to the way the Namuk Yosef learns it by psik resha, once you introduce psik resha, you don't need the chavala anymore because you know the guy's going to be mevayish. And if knowing what's going to happen is psik resha for kavana, that's it. It's done.
Your intention and what happened is here. There's just, in other words, you knew you were going to be mazikim. You weren't yet. You had no intention to be mevayish.
Yeah, but he's saying if you knew you were going to be mazikim, you would know also that that's embarrassing. Every chaval is embarrassing.
Didn't we say that you have chaval? The whole limud of that pasuk was that even if
you... I know, but you don't need that. What Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is that according to the Namuk Yosef, you don't need it.
You need the pasuk.
No, because psik resha alone. He's saying that psik resha gets you there independently. If you know that the guy's going to be vayish, that's considered kavana for busha, for nezek, for chavala, it's considered kavana for busha.
I thought that there was no busha here.
There is a busha.
He's not saying since you have a pasuk.
No, he's saying that you don't need it. He's saying you don't need it. Okay, but let's go. That's a side point. Okay. Let's go to the main machlokas. I know what you're here for. I know what Ariel is here for. He's not here for the Rabbi Kiva Eger's question on the Namuk Yosef. We could go to any number of more learned men than me to do that. He wants to know what the machlokas is. What is the shorish deplugta? And to get to the shorish deplugta, you have to first back into it. Because the first question is what? What's the first question in the sugya? The very first question in the sugya is what? Nope. The first question in this sugya is what? What's the first question you have to answer? Before you even talk about Nishapech, what's the first question?
Probably that question.
Huh? Yeah.
Probably this question.
When I mitzdayer you, do I need kavana to be? Do I need kavana to be mechayev to be chayev and tsar? Do I need kavana to be chayev and tsar? To be chayev and sheves? To be chayev and refoy?
No,
we said no.
I need kavana for boshes. Why? The Mishnah says it. Is there a pasuk for that? No. There's no pasuk. Doesn't say shenemar. There's no limud. Why would you need kavana for boshes? It's one of the chamisha devarim.
Well,
It's part of Kavala.
Just factually, I thought we said that the thing was that the pasuk told you that the extra redundancy said that you don't need that.
The extra redundancy says that a kavana for chavala will count for boshas, but there's no specific limit for being that you require kavana for boshas.
So the kavana for that means that you don't need kavana for boshas, and then you have one boshas.
You're right. But I'm saying, but there's no pasuk that tells you you need kavana for boshas. There's a pasuk that tells you that kavana for chavala is considered kavana for boshas. But there's, yeah, but what I'm saying is that if it's something that was added, if it's something,
I'm chayv without kavana for boshas. I should for sure be.
You're not.
You are.
You're not. You're chayv only with kavana for boshas.
I thought we
did,
and then I'm getting confused. I thought you said that the
pasuk
teaches us that if you have...
No. What that pasuk teaches you is that's considered a kavana for boshas.
Not that you need it.
It's not that it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, do you hear the first problem?
Yes. Why do you need kavana?
Why? Where is this coming from? Why would you need kavana for boshas? If I could think of an analog in terms of chavala, what would seem completely similar in terms of the things that you're chayav for when you slap someone in the face, pain, tsar, and boshas, like embarrassment. Those are pretty kind of similar. Experience-based things, difficult to assess. Tsar, there's no need, the kavana thing, there's no issue. Never, no mishnah like that, you don't require kavana. Boshas, the mishnah states you definitely need kavana for boshas. Okay? So the question is, what is unique? Why is it required? What is it about boshas? What's the sugya doing? Where is this coming from? What is it about boshas that necessitates kavana? Okay, that's question one. Question two is, once you say it does, right? Once you say it does necessitate kavana, how does hana work? Why would hana be considered adequate for kavana once you say it does? And question three, which is the question you didn't ask, but I expected Ariel to ask, and he did not. I think he's taking a break this week from that. But the question I expected you to ask is the obvious question. What happened to the Yevimto? Nishapech ba'avir, would he be Kona? Isn't that the obvious question? Isn't that the question that the Gemara is asking without asking it? Because Nishapech ba'avir, we said that if you're Nafal Baruch Mitsuya, right, you're not Kona because you're not Miskaving. There's no kavana. You're a poshea, but you're not miskaving. Then Rashi says that if you fall on someone, lahanaso, that's considered kavana for boshes. If that is the case, so let's say that the person you fall on is again the yavama, and you fall on her to be matzel yourself. Are you kona her? Is that considered kavana for kinyan? Because Rashi just said it's kavana for boshes. That's a question. Am I wrong? So that's a question. So here you kavana to be matzah yourself, but once you call it kavana, that should be a kinyan. It's not though, because if you look at the Rambam says that if you're nafal mirosh hagag and you're and what's the lashon of the Gemara here? Nafal mirosh hagag v'niska b'isha. The Rambam doesn't qualify and say v'im nishapech kona. No one says that. Apparently, this kavana would only be good for boshes, would not be good enough for kinyan, even though it's considered a kavana. What does that tell you? That tells you that something interesting and unique is happening over here with kavana and boshes.
Just the hana that they're talking about here, that's not necessarily the kavana that you're talking about.
The
yivam has to be
shei yivam. No, miskavein, l'shei, it has to be a kavana for bia. It has to be a kavana. But here, it's not a kavana for boshes either. It's kavana for hana. So if Rashi holds, if Rashi holds that kavana for hana, which has nothing to do with boshes, is considered kavana for this maisa, so then why is that not considered kavana for bia? You may answer it, but that is a question. If nishapech is considered nisgavein when he does it lahanaso, even though it has nothing to do with the target, right? It has nothing to do with what he's trying to do. It has to do with his hatzalah, but that's still considered kavana. Is it kavana for yibum? Is it kavana for kinyan? Right? Well, you're saying it's nisgavein, that's it. Since he's, even though it's not l'shem boshes, it's nisgavein. Now, clearly, what the sugya is saying is, no, this will count for boshes. This will not count for being kona and isha. So the question is, what kavana, what are we talking about? What is the kavana by Boshas? Where is this coming from?
Right.
You have a machlokas rishonim, you have the issue of hana, you have the issue of psik resha, you have machlokas over whether psik resha works, you have Rashi's chiddush that hana on its own works, you have the gra who interprets, who finds the nafkamina in the Ramah, which is fantastic, right? Even though you're going to ask about, well, you're just denouncing the person publicly, you didn't, weren't chovel them. Great question also. Then you have the issue of the Kenyan, right? And you have the issue of what the necessity is of the Kavana. Where is this coming from? Niskavin Levaish, where is this? Why? Where do you, how is it, if you follow Leibniz's, you know, laws of sufficient reason, right, that everything has to be the way it is for a particular, because something made it that way, so there has to be a reason why Kavana is required, right? And so the reason that and it's not stated, it's not explicitly stated. So since that's the case, it's our job to try to understand what is it about Boshes that has Kavana as one of the, you know, as one of the desert. I mean, I don't want to say that. Well, what is it about what is it that necessitates? What is it about Boshes that necessitates Kavana? That makes it one of the desiderata.
Excuse me?
One of the desiderata of Boshes. So we're going to do,
right,
now that we've established that this is one of the, that this is a desideratum, or one of the desiderata of Boshes, how do we explain Kavana? How do we contextualize this?
Okay.